peers, from society, so that if we're going to try to pull off all the things we're trying to pull off at work and at home and as far as caregiving, that, you know, we have a better shot at it.
Now, let's drill down on what you were talking about on reframing their lives and talking with other women. You say that you'd like to see women learn to see themselves as heroines worth rooting for. Is that the component that's missing?
I think it's really important. So I teach memoir a lot. And when I teach it, I see a real transformation in a lot of the women, especially who take these classes, because they're able to see themselves as the protagonist and then to really look at, like, what's the beginning, what's the middle, what's the end, what are the turning points in their story, and who are the heroes and who are the villains. And once you look at yourself as a character and the people around you as characters, sometimes it becomes easier to see the narrative, easier to see the plot. And I find that very helpful.
And is also part of the answer to celebrate not just the successes you have recorded, as you pointed out before, but also to go a little further, to honor them, even if they're not exactly what you envisioned.
Yes, I think this idea that because we could do anything, we have to do everything is very toxic. And I think that once women realize that they've been able to do really well given what they were up against, I think that that can be really healing.
You mentioned having a support system. What does that look like exactly, and how does a Gen Xer create one?
Well, for me, I wound up realizing that I needed help on a lot of different levels. So I got a good doctor. I got a good accountant. I started a club with other women my age where we meet once a month and talk. I think it can look different for every woman out there, but I think it comes down to looking at what you need and finding it.
What about spouses or significant others, as you mentioned before? What advice would you specifically give them to help Gen X women?
Well, I've been hearing from a lot of men this week who read the book and felt like they saw their spouses more clearly and they realized more what they were up against, especially as far as caregiving. I think men of this generation are doing so much more than their fathers were doing that they feel really good about that. And they're confused if women are still frustrated or still feel like they're doing more. If you look at the numbers, they're doing more than their fathers, but they're not doing anywhere near as much often as the women in the household.
And you suggested various steps to take care of yourself. You've already referenced some of them. How important is it to eat well?
I think anything that's going to help you maintain some stasis in your life is good. I think food is part of it. I think hormones are part of it. And so getting a good doctor who understands menopause and how hard it can be on the body is really key. You know, I think all the traditional advice that we know applies about getting out in nature and exercising and all that. But what I argue in the book is that this is bigger than that. This is systemic. And it's not like if you go do a cleanse or do a spa retreat that these problems are going to go away. These problems are deep.
Finally, even though a Gen Xer has challenges with kids and family and a job as they are right now, do you recommend keeping an eye on the future when we might evolve into a situation that's more favorable without those stressors? And those are the days worth waiting for.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of friends who are in their 50s and 60s, and they do tell me it gets better. They tell me that, you know, once the kids are out of the house, once menopause is passed, once all these other things are different, that they're able to see their lives more clearly and they're able to really be themselves more. And I'm looking forward to that in my own life.
Ada Calhoun, author of Why We Can't Sleep, Women's New Midlife Crisis. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
You're listening to InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance. And insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Recent research reveals that having surgical patients prep both mind and body before surgery can be very helpful. Michael Engelsby is a medical doctor and professor of surgery at the University of Michigan in the section of transplantation surgery, and he was head of the research team. Doctor, first tell us how you conducted the study, and then we'll get into the specific results.
Sure. We looked at two groups of patients. One group where across 24 hospitals in Michigan, we kind of trained them, physical and psychological preparation for big operations. And the other group didn't get this, and we looked at the difference in their outcome. We primarily focused on how much additional care they needed after discharge from the hospital. So kind of like intensity of care. And the thought would be that the less stuff the health system does to you after surgery, the better off you are. The bottom line is we did this work with Medicare, so we also had to demonstrate that this program reduced costs, which it did.
And what were some of the specific areas that you had people modify their behavior?
When a physician tells you you need a big operation, it's a teachable moment, I guess is a good way to put it. And patients in my practice, I've always noticed that when I tell them to do things like stop smoking, they always listen. So surgeons in general don't really make that part of their practice. They don't help patients kind of do behavioral health modification at all, let alone prior to surgery. So we took advantage of this kind of teachable moment with patients and tried to get them kind of optimally prepared for surgery. That includes increasing activity, changing their diet, stopping smoking, getting kind of psychologically ready.
Yeah, in terms of the psychological aspect, that's very interesting. What sort of mind things, mental things would you ask a patient to do?
To be honest, not very much. I mean, we had to develop a program that's kind of relevant for everyone. And some patients, you know, just aren't going to do the physical activity, or they're just not going to quit smoking. And they, when you start talking to them about things like positive psychology, they really don't want to hear about it. So we really created a kind of a multi-pronged offering so that there's something for everyone. With respect to positive psychology, family and friends are an important part of the care team. So it's kind of planning that really helps manage stress, particularly for older patients. The stress of just being away from home and worrying about imposing upon others is such a big deal. So the fundamentals of it are essentially care planning. And we talked a good bit about mindset and trying to take some time for yourself to empower yourself. So how this actually works, all of these things, the physical and the psychological activity, I think it's really about patient empowerment. It's a scary time when you need to have a big operation. And we try to turn some of that energy you have into positive energy so that you're more empowered prior to surgery.
Is any of this advice before surgery typical of other surgeons who weren't in this research program? I mean, is this something they teach in medical school that's helpful to do with patients?
No, this is new stuff. There's a growing interest and movement in what we call prehabilitation. So there's rehabilitation when you recover from some health event, but this is kind of preparation. And the analogy I like to use is if, you know, you and I were going to run a 5-kilometer race, you probably wouldn't want to do it tomorrow. You'd want to prepare. You'd want to train just like an athlete trains. And a 2-hour operation is about as hard on your body as a 5-kilometer race. So just the way an athlete prepares, our patients should prepare. Very few doctors do this now, but it's catching on. At my institution, University of Michigan, it's now standard of care for major inpatient abdominal and thoracic surgeries. So things like hysterectomies, major hernias, major cancer surgery, lung surgery, transplant. We offer the opportunity for this program to all of our patients.
Doctor, if someone is listening who has surgery planned and their doctor hasn't suggested this, what advice would you have for that person?
Websites like the AARP, and we have a website at the University of Michigan, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic, they all have a lot of good educational information around preoperative preparation. But put more bluntly, walking is the foundation of the program. So however many steps you take, try to increase it every day from the time you start the program to the time of surgery. We encourage a high protein diet. Be thoughtful about what you eat. And then make a very specific care plan with all of your friends and family about the day before surgery, the day of surgery, and then the recovery time, so that everyone's ready to kind of help you, because you're going to need to rely on those individuals. I think those are kind of the three core tenets. The more obvious things would be if you smoke, you really do need to quit smoking. This is the opportunity. Smoking can have a devastating impact on your surgical outcomes, and this hopefully can be the pivot moment where you can stop that.
Michael Engelsby, MD, a professor of surgery at the University of Michigan and head of the research team in this study we've been talking about. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Honor, pleasure. Thank you.
And that wraps up this week's show. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting. Our internet services are provided by Pear.com. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll be here next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Cry, started losing hope, but somehow, baby, broke through and saved me. You're an angel. Tell me you never leave. Cause you're the first thing I know I can believe. Nights, you're the riverbank where I was baptized, cleansed from the demons that were killing my freedom. Let me lay it down, give me to ya, get you singing, babe. Hallelujah. We'll be touching heaven. You're an angel, tell me you're never leaving. Cause you're the first thing I know. Can't believe. Kind of church, you're holy.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with the smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me? Except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Gonna kiss me tonight. Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love.
town looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go.
Hey, no such thing as like a girl too pretty with too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
This whiskey would make her miss me like I wish she did, I wish she did. Pouring up another one won't change what I should have done before she left. Now all that's left is mile by mile and city by city she.
take the wheel. It was still getting colder when she made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now,
out of the blue. I never ask you where you're going. I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you've ever been true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I did. Said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish some.
Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
A full moon shining bright. Edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by. They hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me. Her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a look like a shooting star. So I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock
a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, never gonna grow up, ha, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night.
Started out, said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home $67 a week. On Maple Street, where she blessed him with 6 more mouths to feed. Now that's crazy. Just ask him how he did it. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be a best friend and tell the truth. To Microsoft, and they paid like crazy. Just ask him how he made it. He'll tell you faith and sweat and the heart of a faithful woman who never let him forget. Be a best friend and tell the truth and overuse I love you. Go to work and do your best and don't.
Aspiring writers are welcome to visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center for Writers Share. Come and share your work, whether it's poetry, stories, or anything else you've written. Admission is free, and all writers are encouraged to attend. If you write, You're a writer. The Writers Share Group meets the second Wednesday of every month from 1 to 3 p.m. For more information and to stay up to date, visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center Facebook page and website. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. A foreign aid package has passed the House. Now it goes to the Senate for a final vote on Tuesday. It includes nearly $61 billion for Ukraine, which the BBC's James Waterhouse tells us is greatly needed.
This is an undeniable boost for Ukraine, and it's a big one in a war of late where there have been very few for Kyiv.
The bill also contains money for Israel and Taiwan, plus a measure that could lead to a TikTok ban. 12 jurors and 6 alternates have been selected in former President Trump's hush money trial, where opening statements are set for tomorrow. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This jury is going to be in a fishbowl under a microscope.
A deadly shooting at a block party in Memphis. 2 are dead, several injured. Still no suspects in custody. Interim Police Chief C.J. Davis says,
"We already have received some video footage, and we are looking for those responsible."
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Sunday after the frigid start. Temperatures warming to the upper 50s in the afternoon. West and northwest winds will be breezy. Overnight, mostly clear skies in the lower 30s. More clouds and breezy for Monday with highs in the low to mid 60s. Currently 26 degrees.
Been so long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health. It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams.
Missing a moon. There were no shooting stars to use wishing on you. And all of my sorrows, I just washed them down. It's the only peace I've ever found.
Smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm alive.
about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it high here now. Well, my baby went out, but she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. Crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
I'd be lying if I tried to tell you I don't think about you. After all the miles and the wild nights that we've been through, Lord knows we had a few. Dear rodeo, I'd like to say that I took the reins and rode away. No regrets, no left unsaid, just turn the page. Oh, but you know better, babe. Between the almost atoms and the broken bones, the dream of a bubble I'll never put on. I'm jaded, oh, I hate it. But somehow the highs outweigh the lows, and I do it all again, even though we both know I'd still have to let you go. So dear rodeo, I tried like hell to tell myself it was all your fault. I held on tight with all my might, I just couldn't hang on. And that's hard to hang your hat on.
think you miss me too, but I know you don't. Oh, but that won't change the past, and that won't change the truth. I'm still in love with you, dear rodeo.
The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites.